Plainfield High School. They got their little magazine, kind of like a newspaper. They did like a dating guide, which I think when I was in high school back in 2004, we did something just like that, like things that you need to know. But now they're getting this teacher, like the advisor, is getting some heat because there was some stuff parents were upset about, talking about friends with benefit and just different sexual things that the kids wanted to talk about, and they mentioned in the articles. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and Instagram. What do you think about this? What are we getting on the web, Liv?
Sydney says, parents today are so oversensitive about things that their kids are exposed to and are not preparing them for the real world. And then Jared said, parents, wake up. It's happening regardless if it's printed on a paper or not. The school isn't supporting it, just talking about it. And then Bray says that she's a senior at Plainfield High School, and apparently the teacher is not going to be in any trouble.
Well, that's good. I don't think she should. But that's the thing, is that some parents are still thinking that she should get in trouble. If she's not, though, I think that's good.
I kind of agree with what Zach said. He said, context in this situation is everything. I do believe allowing this content to be published could be conceived as condoning it. And that's kind of where I'm coming off.
No, that's wrong, though.
Why not? You don't think that but it could be perceived that the parents obviously are perceiving it that way. That's why the school's reacting how they're reacting.
If publishing it is seen as condoning it, the students are the ones publishing the newspaper.
No, but he's right, though, by saying that. Do you understand what he's saying, though?
Yes, and what I'm saying is, it's not, publishing it doesn't mean that the school's condoning it. It's a student-run paper.
But it can be perceived that way. The perception. I'm not saying it is either.
How could it be if it's not a principal writing the article or a teacher writing the article to other students?
Are upset about it. So there's your facts right there.
No.
Yes, if the parents are pissed about it and mad about it, that means they're perceiving it that way.
Right, they are. But that's the point.
That's what
they
just
shouldn't.
Said.
They shouldn't.
I agree. They shouldn't.
We're publishing
agreeing. I don't think
paper,
you realize that.
No, because you're publishing it is not condoning it.
That's
not the school condoning it, because the students wrote it, not the school officials.
I can't explain
officials.
It anymore. I can't explain the same point like three more times. I'm agreeing with you, but I'm saying perception's reality. One or two parents are going to perceive it saying that the school's condoning it, even though they're not.
Right.
That's what I just said. Tara, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Good morning.
What do you think about all this?
I loved it. I have two boys who are in Plainfield High School. My son's girlfriend is on the publications team. When I heard about it, I asked him for it. He handed it to me. It gave me an opportunity to discuss things with him that we hadn't previously discussed.
Uh-huh.
I am not naive as a parent to believe that these things aren't happening. And I think that's where the biggest problem is coming in, is that living in this town for the last 20 years, I know these parents. They don't want to believe that these things are happening.
Yeah.
But currently, my boys are going to school with more than one girl who is pregnant. Last year, a sophomore girl had a baby with a senior. It's happening. Our kids are having sex. They're having these discussions at the lunch table about oral sex. Like it's a Tuesday, no big deal. This should be a thing that brings forth the topics for these parents to go, okay, this gives me a platform. Now I can talk to my kids about it, and maybe it's a little less uncomfortable because it's their peers who gave me the information. Instead of looking at it as something that is shameful, realize that unfortunately this is the world that we live in, that this is the things that the teenagers are dealing with and they're talking about. And maybe it's a little bit of these kids asking for parents to be a little bit more involved. This is their way to get it out there and say, this is happening.
I 100% agree with you. And I think what you said is really interesting, that a lot of the parents are in denial. They were the ones shocked to see the paper because they're living in ignorance. They're thinking ignorance is bliss. They had no idea that friends with benefits was a thing. Now they know, and now they're offended. But that's their own fault, I think, for not being in the know, not asking their kids questions or being more involved to know that kind of stuff.
Jasmine, you say parents are blowing it out of proportion.
I believe they are blowing it out of proportion because, I mean, everyone has sex.
Are you in high school?
That's how this... What did you say? I'm sorry.
Are you in high school right now?
I am not.
Oh, okay.
But I have family that's obviously in high school that come to me as they're not as a parent, but as someone they can talk to.
Okay, like you can make them confide in you. All right.
Exactly. And, I mean, I'd rather them talk about it and know everything that's going on than be culture shocked when they get to college and go on a sexcapade and ram through everyone and not realize what's going on.
Yeah, it's better to ram through people than to be rammed, I would say. But hey, thank you for the call. Let's talk to John on the Joe and Alex Show. John, what did you want to say?
So one thing that I don't think a lot of people are thinking about is that a lot of the schools in Indiana are getting refugee populations in, and they don't come over here with any kind of sex ed. So they don't even know that contraception is an option. And a lot of those cultures, you know, right or wrong, it's not socially acceptable for them to actually talk to their parents about these kind of topics.
Okay, I was wondering where you were going with that.
Yeah, so if they don't get it brought up ever,
yeah,
so they're still under the impression that it can't happen on the first time. They can't get pregnant the first time.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, in some of other cultures, it is like way taboo to talk about sex before you're married, or even talk about sex even after you're married. It's like super weird.
You can't get married until you find that special person and you're in love and you're married on your wedding night. That's when you get pregnant.
Kayla tweeted us and said, I'm a senior at Center Grove. That's in Greenwood. She said, I think parents need to realize that kids will go behind their backs and have sex if they want. My best friend in high school was having sex with her boyfriend while we were at school, during school. So like your kids, if you think like you're super overprotective when they're at home, even when they're at school, they could be having sex. And Emily had a good point. She said, add Joan Alex Show, if publishing means condoning, then that would mean that you guys condone murder, because we have a segment on our show called Murder Monday and talk about murder.
What do some people say? What have some dumbasses said when we post stuff up on Murder Monday? What have they said to you and you get upset about?
They say that we're condoning murder because we talk about it. Yeah, and,
boom!
And whatever. So yeah, some people are just stupid. And they want to live in this world when it comes to murder, pedophilia, whatever, all the horrible things in this life, bestiality, underage sex, whatever you want to say is terrible. You can live in a world where you're in denial and you're like, I don't want to hear it, see it, talk about it, and then I'm going to pretend like it doesn't exist. Or you can live open and honestly and talk about it because it is a real thing, and then talk about ways that we can help combat it.
And
that's what we do on this show, is we talk about all the things that you don't ever want to hear talk about it on purpose.
And what we're speaking about next, Alex will tell you.
Lots of pedophiles.
No. Yep, it's coming up next on the Joan Alex Show.